29강 실전 모의고사 6회 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jennifer, have you seen the announcement posted on the first floor bulletin board? Some employees have been promoted.
Really? I haven't seen it yet. Do you know who was promoted?
Congratulations! You've worked so hard.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Alice, have you heard back from any of the colleges you applied to?
Guess what? I got accepted to Davidson College.
That's great. What did you say you plan to major in?
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
May I have your attention, please? I'm Laura Johnson, dormitory manager. I'd like to make sure you have a good stay in the dorm this semester. Dormitories provide a fun and safe environment, but it's important to be mindful to protect yourself from theft. For example, always make sure to lock your door and put your valuables safely away. Also, you should remember to always carry your student ID card with you. Student ID cards work as your room key. Losing your ID card makes your room accessible to strangers. Report lost cards right away. I hope that if we work together on this, we will all have a better dormitory experience.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Brown, do you have time to talk? I'd like to ask a question about my daughter, Amy.
What's up? Does she have a problem?
She hates eating vegetables. I try to encourage her to eat them, but she never tries eating any.
Oh, that's not good for her health.
I'm worried about that. What should I do to help change her eating habits?
I recommend you help her grow her own vegetables, like carrots or lettuce.
You mean her own vegetable garden?
Yes. Children who grow their own vegetables take pride in their work and are more likely to eat them.
That makes sense. I could get her involved in the whole process, including cooking them.
Exactly. Cooking them was going to be my next suggestion.
Okay. I'll give it a try. Thank you for your advice.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here to pick up my car.
Okay, can I have your name, please?
Karen Smith. Actually, I was supposed to pick it up earlier today, around 11 o'clock.
That's no problem. Your car's parked over there. And here's your key.
All right, thanks. And you use the premium wax, right? I'm hoping it'll help with the fine dust.
Yes, we used our best wax, and the inside of your car is all vacuumed up. Oh, I saw all the tiny scratches on the outside while shining your car up.
Right. I have no idea where those came from.
Do you often get your car washed through automated car washes?
Yeah, I do that about every other week. I always keep my car looking clean.
I see. Well, that might be one of the reasons for the scratches.
Really? I didn't know that. I should be more careful. Thanks.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Honey, now that we're all moved in, why don't we check out the apartment complex some more?
Sure. I'd like to know where the recycling bins are.
They're right over there. See the recycling symbol with the capital R in the middle?
On the roof? I see it.
There's a security camera up in the left. That's nice. It makes me feel more secure.
Yeah. Hopefully it makes our new neighbors follow the waste sorting rules properly, too.
Our previous neighbors weren't great at that. I like how the recycling bins are in a row here.
That does make the sorting process easier.
Look, what do you think the large container next to the bin for plastic is for?
It says waste and has wheels. It's just for regular trash.
So it does. It'll be convenient to move.
Hey, did you see the sink against the wall?
Oh, nice. People can wash their hands after they sort their trash.
Yeah, I like the recycling area at this apartment.
Brian,
what are you doing on the computer?
I've just started working on my report.
Let's see. Oh, are you going to write about Abraham Lincoln? I see the title on the screen.
Yeah, I need to write about someone admirable. I thought one of the former U.S. presidents would be interesting.
Good choice. Lincoln achieved many great things. He's one of the most well-known presidents from American history. I didn't know you admired him.
I do, but I don't know a lot about him. I'm searching for some more information about him.
I have a book on him. It's about all his various achievements. I can find it for you.
Really? Could you lend it to me today?
Of course. I'll go get it.
Thanks a million, Emily.
No problem.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 돌마바흐체 팰리스를 관람하지 못한 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Grace. I heard you traveled to Istanbul during the summer vacation.
Right. It was something I'd always wanted to do.
Great. What did you do there?
I did so many fun things. However, I wasn't able to go to Dolmabahçe Palace, one of the beautiful tourist attractions in Istanbul. I really wanted to see it.
Then why didn't you go?
Actually, I booked a city sightseeing bus tour to visit tour attractions, including Dolmabahçe Palace, but I never made it.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I woke up that morning with a stomach ache. I thought it would pass, but on my way to the bus, I vomited.
Being sick on vacation is the worst. Did you just rest up in your hotel then?
Yes, I slept all day and I moved to another city next morning.
I'm sorry to hear that.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불한 금액을 고르시오.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Yes. I'm looking for some plastic binders to use in my office.
Okay. We have various models right over here. Why don't you take a look?
Oh, I really like the design of this one. How much is it?
The model with 40 pockets is $5, and the model with 20 pockets is $3.
I see. I'll take 10 of the 40 pocket models.
All right. Do you need anything else?
Yes, I need some staplers.
We only have these standard staplers right now. They're $4 each.
I'll take 5 of them.
Okay. Since you're spending more than $60, you'll get $5 off the total price.
That's good. And I'll pay in cash.
10번. 대화를 듣고 글로벌 시티즌 대회에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Agnes, have you heard about the Global Citizen Competition?
Yes, I have. Are you going to enter it? You're in the Global Culture Club.
I definitely am. How about you?
It's open to high school students across the city, so I'm thinking about it.
Don't think too long. The competition is on April 9th.
Oh, that's soon. Then I need to start working on my essay. To enter, you have to submit an essay proposing technology for developing countries, right?
Yes. You also need to submit a PowerPoint presentation to go with the essay.
I didn't know that. I'm glad I asked. It's going to be in the Foreign Language Center, right?
Yeah. Do you want to meet up this weekend to get our work done? I haven't finished my submission yet either.
Sure. Wouldn't it be amazing if one of us won first place? Can you imagine winning $1,000?
That would be amazing.
Working stick에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. Today, I'll tell you about a very unique insect. To start with, take a look at this picture. Can you see it? It's a walking stick, a kind of insect. Walking sticks got their name because they look like slow-moving sticks. These insects live in tropical and temperate forests all over the world. They're also the world's longest insects, and most of them are up to 12 inches long with their legs extended. Walking sticks spend much of their time in trees eating leaves. They don't like being alone, so they stay with other walking sticks for companionship. When predators, such as birds, approach, they try to remain completely still in order to blend in with the branches. How smart!
Honey, here's a list of sightseeing tours I got from the hotel lobby. We should go on one of them.
Good idea. Which one would you like to go on?
I haven't looked at them yet. Let's choose one together.
All right. Well, this one wouldn't be good for you. You have bad motion sickness.
Definitely not. I don't like horseback riding. Let's choose one of the others.
Okay. I think this one is too short. It's only an hour.
Good point. One of the longer ones would be better. And I'd prefer one with an audio guide.
Me too. That'd be helpful to us. So that narrows it down to these two.
They both seem good. So why don't we just go on the cheaper one?
Sounds good to me. Let's take it tomorrow.
Paul,
are you feeling better? I heard you were absent from work yesterday.
Yeah, I had a cold, but I'm feeling much better today.
I'm glad to hear that. You probably didn't hear about the environmentalism events the company's planning then.
No, I didn't. What's going on?
Well, I heard the main event is to collect all the used disposable cups from each office room.
Interesting. But what for?
It's to find out how many disposable cups each office goes through.
I see. So what are they going to do after that?
They're going to choose one employee from the office that has used the fewest cups, and that person will win a mug.
Sounds like it should help us be more environmentally friendly. We do use a lot of cups here.�4번 대화를 듣고
여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Chris. How is it going with your science assignment?
Well, I'm still working on it now.
So, what's your topic?
I borrowed an interesting book on astronomy, so I'm writing about the distance between planets in the solar system.
I love astronomy. Then, do you know which planet is the farthest from the sun?
It's Pluto.
How old is your book? Pluto isn't considered a planet anymore. Its status changed years ago.
Really? But this book says it's the farthest. I wonder when this book was published. Oh, it was published in 2004.
I think you need to refer to other astronomy books. Science is always changing and evolving, so you'd better use the latest scientific material.
Alex
is a leader of his high school's band. The band is supposed to perform at the school festival this year, but they need a new drummer. So Alex needs to recruit a new member. He asks Kate if she knows anyone. Kate has been in the band for a long time, and she knows many musicians. Kate says her friend Mark plays the drums, and she thinks he might be open to joining the band. Alex wants Kate to ask Mark about it. In this situation, what would Alex most likely say to Kate?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good afternoon. Most of you probably don't think much about your body language or your hand gestures, but they are an important part of culture. If you've ever talked to someone from another culture, you may know that gestures are used differently across cultures. I'd like to give you some examples today to help you avoid some awkward situations. First, holding your palm up can have two very different meanings. In Greece, it's an insult, while in much of North America, it means stop. Second, the thumbs up sign that you may know as agreement or approval should not be used in Thailand. There, it's a sign of blame. Third, curling your index finger may mean come here in many countries, but in the Philippines, it is only for dogs. Lastly, North Americans show affection by patting children on the head with an open palm, but touching the top of a person's head is highly offensive in Sri Lanka. Thank you. Are there any questions?
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good afternoon. Most of you probably don't think much about your body language or your hand gestures, but they are an important part of culture. If you've ever talked to someone from another culture, you may know that gestures are used differently across cultures. I'd like to give you some examples today to help you avoid some awkward situations. First, holding your palm up can have two very different meanings. In Greece, it's an insult, while in much of North America, it means stop. Second, the thumbs up sign that you may know as agreement or approval should not be used in Thailand. There, it's a sign of blame. Third, curling your index finger may mean come here in many countries, but in the Philippines, it is only for dogs. Lastly, North Americans show affection by patting children on the head with an open palm, but touching the top of a person's head is highly offensive in Sri Lanka. Thank you. Are there any questions?
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 17번. 언급된 신체 부분이 아닌 것은?